listening to CKUT. The following is a previously broadcast program. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to another edition of La Hora del Ruido. My name is Jose Podrido, and you are listening to CKUT 90.3. Today, I'm going to be playing a quick set list of new releases that I came across lately. The first song comes out of a demo from a band from Indonesia called Ox. This song is called Metode Adiksi.
Pas d'heure et cette fois y a pas de doute. Je vois plus les couleurs. C'était encore un shoot de trop d'erreurs et je conduis bourré. Non faut pas le faire mais j'ai bien essayé. Tu me tiens par derrière et je sens ton odeur de parfum et de vodka. Je sais que c'est la peur qui te retient à moi. Oui j'ai tout caché. WhatsApp sur écoute. J'ai grillé toutes mes chances. T'en as plus rien à foutre. Ça c'est ce que tu me balances. Balance-moi tes plus belles insultes. J'ai pas peur du hardcore. Tu peux me traiter de pute. Moi je peux encaisser encore. Bébé j'accélère. Paris est flou. Pourquoi je fais tout pour te perdre? Pourquoi je sabote tout? Et j'ai le cœur qui se serre. Si tu veux plus rien du tout. Plus rien c'est déjà beaucoup.
Déjà beaucoup.
Oui j'ai tout gâché. Encore une fois. Dans mon téléphone t'as fouillé. Ne fallait pas. Et j'ai frappé les murs. J'ai cassé la porte. J'te balance des injures. Quand la colère m'emporte. Et maintenant j'ai que mes yeux qui pleurent pour deux. Quand je m'en veux.
Quand je m'en veux.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. I am Titoan, and this is All Things McGill. We've had a slight delay this morning. The road situations, you know, sidewalks. Other than that, it's a bright blue day. It's not too cold on this Monday, January 22nd. It's about minus 2 degrees, and it is 11:08. And this is All Things McGill. So, yeah. You just heard Scoot by Emma Peters. She's a French singer. And for this week, for this show, we are going to talk just a little about the tuition hike again, but specifically focusing on the Canada Award that McGill is going to be offering, I think. We have a little segment by our local news journalist, Jules, that will be playing in a couple of minutes. So, yeah. And in the meantime, we're going to continue with some more songs. So, let me find my playlist and put on that CD. So, for this week, don't have a specific music theme, but it's all fairly new songs. I've tried to really be on top of everything and, noticing what's coming out and what has been coming out in the past 2 weeks or so. So, let's start. First of all, the great Kali Uchis and her new single, Paradiste. All right, let's listen to that.
Murió, era cada copa, bye bye. You know that I gotta stop.
Sur le scout, j'ai abîmé.
Fuck with the formula, much like a baby. With no fabric skirt and she gave me a lady look. ABCD, I can spell it now, O and Z. Holy shit, whole lot of O in my radio. Rassin' and pack with the R in the past. Newest release, but we already had it. Baby complaining, she's sick of my sarcasm. So I gave her an orgasm. Formula, formula. I know you fuck with the formula. Formula, formula. I know you fuck with the formula. OBGYN, she can't be silent. Coming up so I came with the trident. Maybe the mush is inspired by mom. I shouldn't say it, I'd rather keep quiet. She gave me a cake, but I won't even try it. I'm trying to model for June and Junior and change your bio. The rest of my days require a regimen. Fuck any less than a specimen. Added an X to my schedule. And a blue check to my resume, let's be professional. I'm eating shit and vegetable. No, I'm not vegan, just those are the most accessible. Formula, I know you fuck with the formula. Formula, formula, I know you fuck with the Sewing up a shirt, I won't even say it is sacred. Protected, friendly, projected, collecting myself with the second. Excuse me, I'm usually smoother. Ooh, baby, I don't go out, that shit too boring. Wearing an outfit at 2 in the morning. Must be a mannequin, anyways I'm fucking horny. Stand on whatever, the wind stopper matches the weather. I had a gram, my name Heather, I'm getting off topic. Pass me a cup, I'ma drop it, I don't give a fuck about college. Like some of the sudden, that Lexus on sticking together. We do that shit under covers, I am a generous lover. I feel like Santa whenever I slip on a rubber. Formula, formula, I know you fuck with the formula. Formula, formula, I know you fuck with the formula. I know you fuck with the formula, formula, formula. I know you fuck with the
losing everything about me. This club is baking, tunes are rowdy. Took another half, cause shit, I want all of you. No clue I'm talking to. Days are slim, nights are slimmer. Lines get blurred, lines get thinner. Couple drinks, I might just ring her. Doubt she'd answer. Let's have it off, I was raised a chancer. Hold me close, a tiny dancer. Same way Elton said it. We get mashed all night, but it's all on credit. Won't regret it, just forget it, just forget it.
fights and losing nights. It's all a phase of mine, stay on mine. Round here, don't wait in line, just go grab it. It's one big bad habit. I saw Alice chase one mad rabbit, god damn it. I saw Alice chase one mad rabbit. Put your hands in the sky if you're a real raver. Skank out on the drop if you're doing it major. Put your hands in the sky if you're a real raver. Skank out on the drop if you're doing it major.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. I am Titouan, and this is All Things Miguel. So as I was saying earlier, no specific theme for the music this week, but I loved a lot of different genres, and yeah, they all fairly new stuff. So to do a little recap, as always, you can find our playlist on ckut.ca and go to our web page for the webpage for All Things McGill. So, songs. You've heard Perdiste by Cariucci's. Then we had Formula by Shy High, Light Go by Musby John, and what you just heard was Wish You Were Dead by Lola Young. So, now, as promised, we are going to hear our local news journalist, Jules, telling us a bit more about the Canada Award that McGill will be providing for upcoming students that are from Canada. And I believe this is an interview, so let's hear that in a second.
You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. Today was back to school for most students in Montreal after a semester of strike actions kept kids out of classes. Schools with the FAE were closed for about a month last fall, affecting roughly 40% of Quebec students. The other 60% were out of class during 9 days of strikes from the Common Front. Now that both unions have signed an agreement in principle, the provincial government has released its plan to help students catch up. Education Minister Bernard Drainville announced $300 million in new funding for in-school tutoring, community organizations, and summer school courses. Here he is speaking to reporters on Tuesday.
Today, I think we are sending a very strong message that we are taking every means possible to allow our students to overcome the difficulties created by the strikes and try to bring as many of these students as possible to success. Education is a sacred value in Quebec society, and we need to do everything we can to help the students to catch up.
The bulk of the funding, some $223 million, will go toward after-hours support. To make that happen, the government is calling on current, trainee, and retiree teachers to step up to the plate and provide tutoring to the students who need it most. Those students will be assessed at the school level. Drainville says government funding will be allocated to schools based on need as well, so expect FAE schools to get the most resources.
So for 60% of our students, it should be, in spite of the days of strike, there are ways to basically make it almost a normal year. Yeah? The problem, obviously, is with the students that suffered a month of strikes. And for those students, we're taking these measures to bring them to par as much as possible with the rest of the students in Quebec.
Spring break won't be canceled this year, but there is the option for schools to open during that time in support of student learning. The minister says whether that happens or not depends on the local level. The same goes for PD days.
Taking the compulsory road would have been difficult for several reasons. The first reason being that it does not belong to me. I do not have the power to convert spring break into a week of teaching. That belongs to the local collective agreements. They need to be negotiated with the unions at the local level. So even though I wouldn't have had the power to do so. I would have had to ask the local school boards to negotiate locally with every single local union.
The ministry is also giving $42 million to relevant community organizations and $36.6 million for free summer courses for secondary 4 and 5 students in subjects covered by a ministerial test. The ministry is also changing deadlines for certain educational requirements and postponing ministerial tests. The ones set for early January will be pushed back 1 to 3 weeks, and the ones scheduled for May and June will be delayed by 2 to 7 days. More details will follow on the ministry's website. The weighting of ministerial tests on students' grades will decrease across the board, Drainville says, going from 20 to 10% for elementary and lower secondary students, and down to 20% for upper secondary students. For students in their final 2 years, those tests will focus on priority learning only.
It's going to be the regular curriculum for all of the students in Quebec, whether you're FR or FSE, whether you suffered a month or whether you suffered 9 days of strikes. But at the end, if you are in the secondary 4 or 5, the ministerial exams that you will be tested on will be on essential learnings, the way we did it with the pandemic. To allow for these students that suffered a month of strike not to be overly penalized because of this long strike that they had to live with.
Education stakeholders have expressed their support for the plan, especially the flexibility it gives teachers and school teams to identify and address the needs of priority students. Minister Drainville, for his part, expressed relief that the strikes are over.
I feel relieved, but I'm holding back because the votes have yet to happen. So we're hoping that the votes will go well, but we're not taking anything for granted, and we're going to be watching with respect the process that is about to happen.
The Common Front, which represents some teachers and school staff in the province, has between January 15th and February 19th to vote on the agreement in principle with the Government of Quebec. The FAE, which represents many other teachers in the Francophone sector, has not yet released details of their own agreement in principle. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening. On January 25th at 8 p.m., the Cinémathèque Québécoise presents Gashrat. Gashrat is Kelly, Tara, Chelsea, and Gabby. Gashrat sets the record straight. Gashrat remembers a lost Montreal. Gashrat is a convergence of spirits deserving each other. Gashrat is a rock band. Gashrat is back for one concert, for one night only. Get your tickets now at cinematheque.qc.ca. Presented by the Cinémathèque Québécoise and CKUT.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. I am Titoan, and this is All Things Miguel. That was my little messing up of the week. I played that segment a bit too soon. It was a little update by our local news journalist Jules about the tuition. Not the tuition. That's what I wanted to play, and I played a little update on the protest and the strike that's been happening in Quebec schools. Yeah, so that's always important. I wanted to play it later, but now we're gonna hear what's the news about the Canada Award, which is an award we talked about 2 weeks ago when we did a little update on tuition hike in Quebec in Anglophone University, so McGill, Concordia, and Bishop University. And yeah, so this, to do a little intro to this Canada Award, McGill has announced that it would grant about $3,000 per student. So those students are out-of-province students, not internationals. And that will be a way to offset the increase that the Quebec government is asking. So I believe they are asking now about $12,000 in tuitions compared to the current $8,000-$9,000 that McGill specifically is asking for out-of-province students, and which is still a decrease from the initial hike, which was supposed to be about $17,000 that the Quebec government's announced at the very beginning of when they announced such a hike. And yeah, I think it's time to listen to that one. Hopefully I will be playing the right segment by a local news journalist. Yeah, let's hear that.
The government of Quebec made waves last fall when it announced it was roughly doubling out-of-province tuition. This would mostly affect universities McGill, Concordia, and Bishop's in the province. Now, in December, they changed that figure. Instead of a jump to roughly $17,000 per year, out-of-province tuition will be just $12,000, but it's still up by $3,000 from what students currently pay. Now, in response to the provincial tuition hikes, McGill has its own answer. It's launched the Canada Award, a $3,000 a year scholarship that will automatically go to applicants for the 2024 to 2025 school year. About 80% of out-of-province undergrads will be eligible, with business and engineering students as the exception. Today, I spoke with Fabrice Labeau, who's Deputy Provost of Student Life and Learning at McGill University. We go into detail about the new award, as well as what's happening behind the scenes to ensure that both new and current students are having as smooth a transition as possible to the new reality, where tuition hikes have already forced the university to completely freeze hiring. Here's our conversation. How did the Canada Award come about? Can you tell me anything about its creation?
So we were faced with measures from the government that would basically make the studying at McGill for students from other provinces in Canada very difficult and really prices out of the market by putting the tuition fees at $12,000 per year for these students. In many programs, that's basically double what they would have to pay at University of Toronto and UBC. And so that's why we came up with this idea of the Canada Award, to try and offset some of the barrier that was raised by these new government measures.
Yeah, I know it applies to 80% of incoming undergrads for the 2024 to 25 year. Can you tell me a little bit about how you decided on that 80% and whether it's just for this next year as a kind of bridge, or if it's something that ideally the university would like to have in some form going forward?
So the notion of 80% really comes from the makeup of our student body, and in particular students who come from the other provinces in Canada. The Canada Award itself applies to these disciplines like arts, science, etc., or education, where the price differential is really big between the $12,000 that our government has just set and the kind of prices our students would be facing at U of T, UBC, etc. So these are really for these particular disciplines. Now, it so happens that these disciplines make up 80% of the student cohort we see from the rest of Canada, typically at McGill. It's been pretty stable over the years. That's why we're saying that this should really apply on average to 80% of our students coming from other provinces.
Just on that other point, so it's going to apply for this new cohort. It'll be renewable for them throughout their degree. Is that something that you would like to see going forward if the tuition hikes remain in place? Or is it, you know, something that is just a kind of a bridge measure while the university is getting all of this sorted out?
Well, right now, as you say, we're trying to get everything sorted out, so it's hard to preview what the next few years are going to be like. We're really focusing for now on trying to get our students in for the fall 2024 session. So we've announced this for the fall 2024 cohort. We'll see what the next years look like. And it's very hard to give you a final answer with a shifting landscape like with the one we're seeing now.
Of course. And, you know, as somebody in the McGill community, we've all been receiving these emails that are talking about really dire impacts financially and on enrollment of the tuition hikes proposed by the Quebec government. What can you tell me about changes that we might see at McGill starting next year, and what you and other folks are doing behind the scenes to minimize impacts on students?
Well, so you have seen the, as you say, you've seen the our announcement in terms of the potential financial impacts of the measures that have been taken by the Quebec government. These are really, it's large numbers in terms of the potential loss in the for our budgeting. We're talking about between $42 and $94 million in the steady state. So it's not negligible. What we're doing right now is doing all we can to first minimize the impact of these new measures. And I think one of the very visible measures is the Canada Award, where we said, well, we don't want to lose students from the rest of Canada because they're part of the who we are at McGill. And so we're trying to actually make the make sure students can come to McGill if they're interested in McGill to try and minimize the impact of the loss of these students. So that's one of the very visible things we're doing. In terms of the of facing that big uncertainty in terms of how much money would be, how much financial impact it would be on McGill's budget, we've also started a hiring freeze, which is a very strict hiring freeze right now, to try and minimize the amount of spending, the additional spending we would make on the on our salary side, because a very vast portion of the expenses on the operating budget of McGill is really salaries of our people. So we're trying to mitigate the impact of these measures the best we can. There's a huge bracket of potential loss that we have talked about between 42 and 94 million. And what we're really trying to do is to do all we can to be towards the lower end of that bracket.
The response that I've seen, at least, to the award has been overwhelmingly positive, but there are some people who have expressed concern about funding such a big award while the university does have a hiring freeze in place. How would you respond to those concerns in particular?
So I have to agree that the response we've received regarding the Canada Awards has been really heartwarming. We've got a lot of support from the from people at McGill, from the alumni community. Everybody seems to be in favor of this particular measure. I think at the end of the day, going back to what I was saying earlier, the creation of the Canada Award, it's really a step for us to get towards a place where the financial loss, the financial impact to McGill is toward the lower end of that bracket of potential losses we're talking about. So we're really, if you're looking at the impact of the Canada Award, it does two things. One of them is to make sure that the prospective students from the rest of Canada, from the other provinces, feel that they're welcome at McGill. We want them to come to McGill. The other impact of these awards is it's basically an investment to make sure that we minimize the as much as we can the financial impact of these measures.
I'm a McGill alum, and I know within a few days I got an alumni email saying, hey, we have this award. Would you like to contribute? Is that sort of funding stream something that you guys are looking into to make this more sustainable down the road? Or I guess, you know, where is that funding coming from versus funding for things like salaries? Is that a different pool or...
So as of today, it's basically the same pool we're looking at. It is the operating funds of the university. That's the funding that the may be affected by the government measures to the tune of the $42 to $94 million that I was talking about. And so as of today, we are determined to fund this from the operating fund with the idea of again getting closer to 42 than the than 94. So that in itself it would be a positive step. At the same time, after announcing the Canada Awards, we've seen very, very heartwarming reactions from McGill alumni in particular who wanted to step up and help the Canadian students from outside Quebec access the McGill education. So there's been a lot of interest for alumni to contribute towards the Canada Awards, and that's why we started to open this opportunity, because people were asking us, how can I contribute? So of course it would be any money that is collected this way from our alumni, any contributions would be welcome towards that, but we're not counting on that to be able to finance the award.
Yeah, and
we're hoping for it.
Of course, yeah. So a big thing about the tuition hikes was, you know, the university was afraid of losing many, many out-of-province students, really impacting certain programs, the School of Music, for example. What have you seen in response to this award? It's been just under a month since it was announced. Are you seeing any change in application numbers? I know you've extended some deadlines, so I believe international students have a bit longer to apply, though they're not the ones who are eligible for this award. Are you seeing the impact already in terms of who might become the entering class of 2024?
I think it's very hard to answer that question now because the one of the issues we're facing is that the several government announcements have created a lot of confusion in the minds of prospective students. And the, you've talked about the fact that we've extended a deadline for international students because also from their perspective, they're confused. They don't understand what the details are, what's happening, whether or not they're affected by tuition changes. And so we're facing now a very used recruitment season, so it's hard to give you a sense as to what the incoming cohort is going to look like in the in September. What we're working on is trying to make sure that everybody who wants to come to McGill, who is interested in coming to McGill, realizes that they're welcome at McGill and that we're trying hard to get them here. So at this point in time, of course, we're at the application stage, as you said. We've extended some deadlines. This is where we're hoping to see more and more people apply. But also, as we get closer to September, we want to make sure that people who applied and to whom we make an offer to come to McGill realize they should come to McGill. So that portion there is also going to be a portion in time where it's going to be important for us to be continuing our efforts to bring people to McGill. So the outcome of all this, I'm afraid we'll only see as we come to September, once we see who actually shows up in the to McGill. But all our efforts are exactly where you're describing they should be, in terms of making sure that we recruit people, especially in areas where there was a lot of danger of losing a lot of our students from the rest of Canada, including our programs in music.
Yeah, and, you know, there's been a lot of changes as the province has tweaked the proposed tuition hikes. As you mentioned, you know, what we saw at the beginning of the fall was very different from the final announcement in December. So I understand that there's confusion for students, as well as, I'm sure, a lot of quick movement behind the scenes. But before I let you go, I just want to talk about the other aspect of the December announcement, which was a French language requirement starting with the 2025 cohort. 80% of Anglophone students will have to reach level 5 French by graduation, or the university will have funding clawed back. And I know that that's a ways away, right? But is there anything at all you can say about what McGill has in the works, what conversations are going on in order so that the university is able to meet that requirement?
So I think it's important to first stress what you mentioned, which is that this is not applicable to the 2024 cohort of students. So as we are in the full recruitment season for fall 2024, it's important for prospective students and their parents to realize that there is no French requirement for the cohort entering McGill in the fall of 2024. Regarding that particular requirement of 80% of our out-of-province, the students who are not from Quebec reaching a certain level of English, I mean, we've said it very clearly that it's not a realistic goal. So the details of what that means, of how this measure would be put in place, we're still waiting to hear a bit from the government. There's been an announcement that starting this month, we should be hearing a bit more about the details. But at a very high level, it's simply not feasible. And so that's basically where we are stuck with respect to this particular measure, is that I don't see how we could make plans to try and achieve something that it's simply impossible to achieve.
All right. Well, you know, as we've seen in the fall, there's some back and forth, there's some movement, nothing is set in stone. And I know on the student side, there's a student strike planned for later this month. So from the community as well, there's continuing pushback against these requirements. But thank you so much for joining me and walking me through all the changes and what McGill's doing.
Thank you for having me.
The government of Quebec made waves.
Tu as explosé ton forfait cellulaire pour écouter ton ami ventiler sur ses parents et sur son acné?
Tellement.
Avec ton écoute, tu as de l'avenir en santé et services sociaux. Trouve ta place sur québec.ca/carrière en santé. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 91.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. This is Alprix Miguel, and we've just heard our local news journalist, Jules, interviewing Fabrice Lebeau from Miguel, and they talked about the Canada Award that will be granted to upcoming students for the fall of 2024, winter of 2025, and I will continue throughout their studies, and what it means for the tuition they're going to pay. And we, in the end, they also briefly talked about the French requirement that the Quebec government announced will be also put in place for Anglophone universities. And that should be coming up as a requirement in the fall of 2025. So not just yet. And McGill University and other universities, Anglophone, are waiting for more details. And I guess that's, of course, something they think about, but it is not their most present issues concerning that. Yeah, fall 2024 is coming up, you know, fairly quickly. I guess we're going to continue this show with some more music. And I just want to take a second to remember that this is All Things Miguel. This is a campus and Miguel community show for and made by this community. So if you or anyone you know would like to participate or to shout out an event or would like us to do a little segment on an event and whatnot, you can reach out. You can find the email on our webpage. The best is to contact the email address spokenword@ckut.ca and let us know what's the... what's your plan if you have something for us? All right, we are going to continue with some music. I don't know. As I've been listening to quite a few Francophone songs, so I think we're going to go with Charlotte Cardin and her song Real Love. I've also been into French rap recently, so that's a nice mix. All right, let's listen to it.
Nigga dans Porsche, 911, mais j'ai quand même un trou dans le torse. Real love. Dis-moi si tu crois encore. Dis-moi si je peux encore déverrouiller ton cœur. Dis-moi si tu m'en veux encore pour la soirée d'hier. 20-23, y'a plus rien qui est comme hier. Je rentre à la maison, j'ai les chaînes, les colliers. Money man, baby, je suis en vie. Message, tu dis que je suis en vie. Je me demande pourquoi tu m'en veux. C'est la trap life, baby, c'est la trap life. Ok, young nigga dehors dans la nuit. Avec mes associés à la mort, à la vie. Sur le corner, baby, je fais ma shit. Attends, moi je rentre pas tard, promis, je rentre pas tard, yeah yeah.
Ça sert à rien, je te connais déjà. Nos corps sont chauds, mais ton cœur est froid.
Pas vraiment, tu connais que ce que je veux que tu vois de moi. Émotion scellée sous un cadenas. Sous ta jupe, y'a du magma, j'flex everyday comme les gars de chipset. J'suis un
lumière s'allume quand je marche. Frappe, fête et tes gars, ça me demande c'est qu'il plaît. Pendant que t'es là, tu me demandes ça rentre à quelle heure. Fuck, c'est quoi cette life? Depuis quand on est passé sur l'autre side? J'suis là, j'vois tes messages. J'suis sorry, j'suis sorry.
Ça sert à rien, j'te connais déjà.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on CKUT.ca on the web. And this is All Things McGill. It is 11:55 on Monday, January 22nd of 2024. So we are already reaching the end of the show. We have 5 minutes left. Music playlist. As always, it is available on our website, ckut.ca,
and you can check the page for All Things McGill. But still, I played Charlotte Cardin, her song Real Love, and then we just heard Crowded Rooms with a Z by Nia Archives. Yeah, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Monday. It's not even that cold today. It is currently -1 degree and it feels like -5. I feel like we got a few clouds going on, but yeah, it's still pretty bright. So if you got a little chance to go on a little winter walk, that's still very good weather for that. And yeah, I wish you a great week, and we'll finish up this show with another song or two. Yeah, so right now, set for you, I have Payback by Crystal Murray. Let's hear that. Have a good week, everyone.
Cause a scene if you don't wanna show, I'll show you. I'll show you that a bitch this bad can't fuck up the seasons. I heard you eating out who you're pleasing. Certainly not me. Certainly not me. You the reason, yes, you the reason. Certainly not me. Certainly not me.
Yes, yes, yes. You already know what it is. Who's Vibe here on CKUT 90.3? It's me, Rossy Ross, on the mix. We're here live in the studios at CKUT, of course. Salutation to the whole entire team, of course. My guy Spencer is here right now. Big shout out to Alex, of course, and the whole entire CKUT staff. So, yeah, as you guys can hear, it's me, Rossy Ross, on the mix. We have a special, special show, you know, revamping the show a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got my Chrisella up in the house one time, you know what I mean? That will be joining us really soon alongside MTL Sixth Sense very own Sky. So, yeah, you know, interesting show. We're going to get right into it. But before, you know, we want to always let you guys know to go and follow us on the gram at THT Entertainment and the brand new Who's Vibe page on Instagram. Decided to, you know, separate things a little bit, you know what I mean? Separate the content from the shows. So, yeah, without a doubt, go follow us on the gram at THT Entertainment and Who's Vibe. And while you're at it, go.